Let's see here. I'd like to hear from you too in this one. 317-239-1009. Alex, you kind of been on the low key lately with the dating scene, but I guess you went on a date the other day with a guy, and the date went well. Is that right? The date was good?
No, it was not good at all.
Oh, I thought you said the date was good, but you were okay. What happened then when you went out with this guy? Where'd you guys go? What'd you do?
Okay, so I met up with this guy, and we went to go see a movie. And I had parked my car, like, somewhere else because it was, like, a movie theater far away.
Yeah, yeah.
And so after the movie, he was driving me back to my car. And in the car, he's like, just, this is exactly verbatim what he says to me. He looks over, he goes, yeah, so I had dinner with another girl, and then I decided to text you and see what you were up to.
Okay.
And I was furious. I was like, that is so tacky and rude. Like, why would you disclose that information? It made me feel like I was just a, you know, well, I guess this girl didn't want to go home with me or hang out longer, so I guess I'll find somebody else from Bumble that I match with to see if she wants to hang out. Like, I just thought that was just the grossest thing I'd ever heard, and it really pissed me off. I was like, oh my gosh, another one.
Another
Indianapolis douchebag. So then I called my friend Lauren, who we all know and love, and she, because she's always the voice of reason, and she agreed with me. She's like, wow, that was so rude. And like, why would he even say that to you? And I was like, yeah, I'm never talking to this dude again. And I told a bunch of other girls. I told my eyebrow girl, who microblades my brows, when I got that done earlier this week. I was like, what? Tell me what you honestly think about this. And she was like, oh, she gasped. Like, she was like, oh, that is so horrible.
Why is this guy so bad?
Because why would you admit that? Like, you know, when you first start dating somebody, you obviously assume maybe they're seeing other people and stuff, but you don't freaking talk about it. It's just like rubbing it in. I don't know. It just is tacky. It's exactly what I said. It's tacky. And it, I was like, why would you, why, like, there's no good that can come out of you telling me that.
So you think he's a jerk?
So I think he's a jerk and I don't want to see him. But then you, I can tell by your reaction right now, you don't think it's that big of a deal. And it seems like every guy that I've told this to doesn't. So it's, I feel like it's a men versus women thing. Women think this is so jerky and guys are like, it's not that big of a deal. At least he's honest.
I know. You're a jerk. I know.
317-239-1009. I don't think it's necessarily a man versus woman thing. I'm not saying you don't have good friends and friends should tell you what you want to hear sometimes. I think they're just kind of siding with you. I don't think this guy is a jerk. I think he did it for multiple reasons, maybe just to kind of make you jealous, which it sounds like you are right
immature.
Now.
I'm already uninterested then. If that's, that doesn't help the
but
cause
I'm telling
either.
You though. But he, but here's my thing though. This guy, and I think most guys are, I feel like guys are damned if they do and damned if they don't, because I think, Alex, you and other women too, if he wouldn't have told you about this and you somehow found out other dates, like if somehow it came up, you'd be like, wait a minute. Like, you did that? So are you more upset that he told you or more upset that he actually did it?
I can't be upset. We're not exclusive. It was one date. So I can't be like, you're not allowed to go see other people. That's
okay.
Not it.
Okay.
I think he shouldn't have told me. I think that was rude. And here's the other thing. It's a double standard, because if I would have said on this date, yeah, I went out to dinner with this other guy and then I decided to be like, oh, what are you doing? Like, what would he have said about me? Like, wow, this girl gets around. Like, it's a total double standard for the girls in, if they were in this situation. If they would tell a guy, I'm seeing a bunch of people on the first date, it's like, okay. Like, you assume that is happening, but you don't freaking talk about it.
I think that's a double standard for everybody as far as, like, there shouldn't be a big deal if a guy or a girl goes to lunch with one person then does dinner with another or coffee.
I agree with you. You're missing the point. The point is you don't tell the other person.
I think you're up front with people so they know what's going on.
Not on a first date. If you're five dates in and you're like, where is this going? Then yeah, you can be like, well, I'm kind of, you know, trying to like see a bunch of people right now and I'm not really trying to settle down. Then you're honest. But you don't just...
I get what you're saying, but it's just for me, honesty is the best policy. I like to have all the details in front of me, no surprises. 317-239-1009. Is this guy a jerk according to Alex and her friends? Or is this kind of like refreshing? Like, he's being honest. I think it's kind of a refreshing thing. He's telling the truth. Men never tell the truth to women. That's all we ever hear.
Men are dogs.
Stop it. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show. Hey, what's your name?
Michelle,
do you think this guy's a jerk, or is it kind of a nice thing that he's being honest with her?
I think he's kind of being a jerk. So unless they were actually having a conversation about it, saying, hey, have you met very many people? Have you been on many dates? Unless there was a conversation about it beforehand, but just to, like, blurted out, like, I think he was trying to make Alex, like, jealous. Oh, I just had a date with somebody else. So I think it's a jerk move.
Yeah, exactly. It was unsolicited for me. I did not ask him any questions about who he's been seeing or anything.
That would have been a little creepy if you did it that quick. So have you been on a date? Now I feel like in the future this is going to happen. Nice to see you tonight. Have you been on a date with anybody else today? 317-239-1009. Joan Alex Show on Twitter. Is this guy being a major jerk, or is it kind of a nice thing that he's being honest and being up front?